Hello, everybody. This is Rick Napier, the president at 321 Biz Development, located in Columbus, Georgia, and formerly located in the San Francisco, Sacramento areas. Today is February 4th, 2024, and it's a rainy day here in Columbus, Georgia, actually out in the community of Tobleton, Georgia. Don't worry about it if you haven't heard about Tobleton before. I'm probably the last person that will ever talk about Tobleton, but it's here. So today's podcast episode is going to talk about how do you get from where you are to where you need to be. And it's a very, and it's a classic case of putting in effort. Now I know people have, varying definitions of the word effort, but it's interesting because if you want to be successful in this world, especially in this current economic condition that we're in, and I don't care what state you're in, I know the West Coast may be suffering a lot harder than other areas like the South where I am, even with those extreme disastrous economic conditions, you still can make it because there's just things that happen in the economy. When things get bad, it's actually the best time to grow your business. And in California, Portland, Seattle, even though it's bad, there are still people buying products and services. Now contrast that with the South, like all the southern states, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, the Carolinas, Virginia, maybe Texas. Things are booming there, but not so fast. When things are booming in one state, what that typically means is that everybody is kind of making enough, and it's kind of hard to break out of the pack when everyone is making enough without effort. So effort has two areas where you can see results. You can see effort in a disastrous economy like California and Seattle, especially California. That's why I left. Or you can see great results in the South where you would think, well, everybody's doing fine. How could I get ahead? Well, it's going to take effort. And just for people who say, well, how come you didn't stay in California? Well, I have little kids to consider. So I primarily left California because of little kids and like grandchildren concerns that I had. Yes, I could have stayed if I was by myself, just me and the spouse. But I had other concerns, other battles that I did not want to fight in California. So that's why I left. But I still do business in California. So let's move on. So let's say you live in an economy where things are just crazy. Real estate prices are falling, you know, 50,000 to 100,000. You go to certain places in the Bay Area and 50% or more of the businesses are shut down. So you say to yourself, well, how can you do business with 50% or more of the businesses shut down? That's a great question. And for 321 Biz Dev market clients, you know, attorneys, CPAs, dentists, plastic surgeons, financial services representatives, real estate brokers, roofers, and small business owners who charge at least $500 or more for their products and services, that can be a challenge when you see other businesses shut down. And that kind of means that, man, there's some problems going on. So how can you survive in an economy where businesses are shutting down and people's morale is low? Well, one thing you got to consider when you are working in conditions where the economy is not that great. One thing you got to know is that money is always moving. Until we get to the point where we're like, you know, communist North Korea or Cuba, where half of my family is from, you still can make money moves. People are still buying products and services. And so what you got to do is you have to take your marketing, in my opinion, to the streets, which means you have to maximize contacting and prospecting. And the fourth front-end sales activity, which is closing, of course, you know, there are five. If you've been listening to the 321 Biz Development Podcast, there are five front-end sales activities: contacting, prospecting, appointment setting, closing, and getting zero-cost referrals. So the two last important parts are closing and getting those zero-cost referrals. So if you are in a market that has a lot of economic problems, when you meet with someone who can afford your product or service, you have to hit a home run. And that means using the 321 Biz Dev prospect interview form. You can't go wrong. You have an 80% probability that the person is going to pay you, especially if you have followed the other, you know, three steps: contacting, prospecting, and appointment setting. And then the last one, in a poor economic condition, is getting those zero cost referrals. Because in California, the remaining people who have money, guess what? They know the people who have money. So if you impress that person with a great closing, giving that prospect who is now a new client a great sales experience, then that new client is more likely to refer his friends, her friends, their colleagues, you know, their family members who also have money. So make a long story short, on the West Coast, you're looking for people who still have money. That's the bottom line. So let's move on to the South. Now, the South is a better situation in some instances than the West Coast and California, but the same rules apply. So now you have, instead of maybe four companies trying to get business from a population where the population is less wealthy, has less discretionary income to buy things, which I got to say, it's California. The South is different. The South is, you have more people with discretionary income who can afford to buy things. But guess what? You got your friend to the left and your colleague to the right trying to sell the same product or service. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that you really have to step up your contacting and prospecting, and you have to be more professional. So the South, you know, the Georgias, the Floridas, the Mississippis, the Carolinas, Louisianas, Arkansas, you know, Tennessee, you have to be more professional with your contacting and prospecting, and you have to be more driven. Because these people, they have choices where they can spend their money. They can spend it with Leroy, they can spend it with Monty, they can spend it with Sebastian, they can spend it with Mario. So they have more choices. So you have to contact a lot of people and be professional. You have to set yourself apart. And 321 Biz Dev, we do have digital newsletters where we contact small business owners for our products and services. And I got to let people know, Rick Napier, I am also an insurance broker. And as an insurance broker, it is mandatory for me to contact small business owners. You can't sell group health insurance. You can't sell Medicare. You can't sell, you know, life insurance, disability, long-term care without contacting people. It doesn't work like a lot of insurance agents believe, where you can just sit back and your phone rings and the person wakes up and says, "I've been sweating all night thinking about buying life insurance. You know, Clarence," and that's my insurance name, "Clarence Napier, you're the first person I thought of." Doesn't work that way. And it probably doesn't work that way in your business. especially if the ticket price is above $500. In a strong economy, you have to still contact and prospect, but you have to be very professional. You have to use very professional tools. You have to have a decent website where people can learn more about you, because once you contact them, that person, about your product and service, they're going to go check you out. And that's why we have partnered with a company that builds amazing websites. And this same company, if you're looking for like a digital presence, like a social media presence, and you want it to be affordable, this company also provides, in my opinion, world-class social media services. World-class social media services, where you can have your business be promoted, and it looks great all the time. And it looks the same all the time in terms of the branding. So anyway, I just want to close by letting people know that if you are in America, and especially even if you are in Canada, or if you are international, the 321 BizDev sales systems work, because it's about you putting up your best foot forward and having a system where you can achieve predictable results. My name is Rick Napier, the president at 321 Biz Development. Website, 321bizdev.com. Toll-free telephone number, 855-600-9911. Take care and make it a great day.